This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's examine what else is going on in the world today. Flying through the day, flying through the month, the years, the time passes on. So this year, I'm going to guarantee every listener to this program gets $102,306 in salary. How about that? Pretty good way to start this hour of the program.
With a raise?
I can't wait.
All right. Let's see, in a moment, I want to, speaking of raises, tell you the story about a lottery winner who hit a roadblock. You know what I mean? But first, Victoria is going to take us down another street. What's cooking?
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is in the news, and he's kind of taking a page from Shark Tank, which actually makes me think he would be great on Shark Tank.
He would be.
He would be a really interesting addition. So anyway, so he is announcing a new contest, and in a very kind of shark manner, he is talking about trade, technology, climate, finance, and capital markets, inclusion, urbanization, and global governance. The contest is he wants a winning idea in those seven categories, and so the winner will join 500 of the world's most influential executives, tech innovators, experts, and academics in November at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Beijing. And so on the Bloomberg website, you can submit a video with whatever your idea is. And they said as long as it doesn't require a change in public policy in order to move forward with your solution, they want everybody. They want nonprofits, government agencies, anybody, if you're an employee from a research and development center to a social impact department to HR, they want startups and entrepreneurs, and they want anyone with emerging technologies and creative new processes. That's who they want to talk to. And so he says as we move forward to, you know, a new kind of economy for a new global economy, that's really what he's looking to do. He's looking to scale these new economies and make them the new normal, and seven solutions will be presented in total at the new economy forum in November.
Sounds like a good take, yeah?
Yeah, very cool.
Seems, yeah, very nice. Speaking of very nice and very cool, David Ortiz, Big Pappy, out of intensive care. We all know the shooting that took place in the Dominican Republic a couple of weeks ago, and it turns out he wasn't even the target, but he's going to suffer
That's
the
what
effects
they're saying, but,
for the rest of his life. Anyway, so another reason not to go to the Dominican Republic. Here's the story of Richard Zelasco. Zelasco won $88 million, Mega Millions jackpot, 5 years ago. He was in the process of a divorce at the time, and he didn't give any money to his wife because she was soon to be his ex-wife. So the wife decided she wanted a piece of that, and she's been in court since 2013. An arbitrator said it's part of the marital escape. Good, Doug. Part of the marital... There's a Freudian. Ha, ha! A Freudian slip. Part of the marital escape. No. Part of the marital estate. So he has to give her $40 million.
Wow.
What's happened to that? Well, is it... think about it for a minute. If that's the law...
Yeah.
The law in Michigan is 50-50 state, right? Another reason not to get married or not to get married in Michigan or to take good
care of your wife. As I celebrate my anniversary, yes.
Happy anniversary! Yay! So that's a deal and a half, right, under the circumstances. So the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, who is a member of the Pritzker family. You know what the Pritzker family stands for, what they're all about?
No, I don't.
They are the largest family stockholder in a large hotel chain, and now I'm trying to remember which one's not Marriott, so it must be the other one. They are a Dallas-based family. They hold a lot of investments in huge hedge funds. Mrs. Pritzker runs everybody's got a different business. So, you know, when you go to the airport, you see those yellow and the black and yellow dotted vans bringing people to the parking garage on the outskirts of the airport. I forget what they're called, but they're yellow and black.
Those shuttle buses?
She owns the parking garage. They buy parking. Imagine the value of the land those parking garages are just in the outskirts, but the outrageous fees. I paid, by the way, when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, I paid $136 to park my car across from that hotel for a day. $136.
For one day?
For one day.
Wow.
And the guy looked at me. I had forgotten I went to the same garage last year and argued about a bill, and I finally got them to drop it down. But then, because no other parking, it's all supply and demand. There's no other parking around in that area. So it's pretty messy. Anyway, so Pritzker signed a package of legislation meant to protect the state's immigrant community. I thought this was interesting. Package contains three different bills. First one makes Illinois the first state to ban for-profit civil detention centers. The second part of the package prohibits police from working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies, the ICE officers, when it comes to removing undocumented immigrants. And third, the bill makes both undocumented students and transgender students eligible for a college grant program. What's the third part got to do with the first and second part would be my
question. I kind of thought that, too. It seems like it's a... I understand the undocumented students being, eligible for the grants. I think part of the anti-discrimination, is that's why there's transgender students in there, too. I think that's... They're not illegal transgender students. I think it's a separate thing. If I'm reading that correctly, I think that's part of his, education.
So some of the undocumented people that are coming here are transgender. Is that what you're saying?
No. I think it's just protections for transgender students who are already here. I think it's a combo.
Is it a good idea to put them all together? Do they get some of the starch or impact of it lost because it's put in a bill that pays more attention to illegal immigrants than it does to people who are going through any kind of discrimination because of their sexual orientation? I wonder about that. So that's that. And Illinois seems to be an unusual state for that to have. I think that's sort of the sub-headline here. Who would have thought...
Yeah, I was very surprised that Illinois would take such
Illinois,
a hard-line stance.
That seems very unusual. Those of you who live in Illinois, what do you think of that? You can contact us, Twitter handle, @DJVShow, @Jennifer Horn, who's not with us at the moment. She's having a four-day vacation. On Air Victoria, @OnAirVictoria, and @CSchillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, Doug Steffen, @DougSteffen. Our most recent podcast at the DJV Show, we talk about what trend is actually causing millennials to grow horns on the back of their heads. I thought there was a spoof to that at first, but then it's been widely reported that that is, in fact, what's going on. So you want to hear the story behind the story, we've got it for you at the DJV Show podcast. It's DJVShow.com. Pampers Gender Equality Campaign is something we talk about as well in the podcast. And Meghan Markle's possible return to the last season of Suits. So you want to visit your favorite podcasting platform, and that's where you can download, rate, and subscribe to our DJV podcast. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com/DJVShow or on Twitter @DJV. DJV Show. There we are at 15 past the hour. This is, yes, in fact, another reminder, you're listening to the Doug, Jen, Victoria program.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition.
10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months. Only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is a Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
One of the big advantages to 3D printing is the ability to create something without having to mass produce it. And that's important to companies that do a lot of research and development. NanoDimension makes 3D printers, and their Dragonfly Pro system even allows 3D printing of electronics. Amit Dror is the CEO.
Like every new technology, the stages before you go to mass production go through a smaller scale production. The initial activity, what most of our customers are currently using the Dragonfly Pro system for, has a lot to do with development and prototyping. One of the main sectors of customers we're working with are the U.S. Armed Forces. Being able to maintain the confidentiality of those electronic designs is very important.
More on Nano Dimension is at nano-di.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's easy to get jaded about potential signs of life on Mars, but the discovery reported over the weekend in the New York Times, where you might raise your eyebrows a little bit. The story explains that NASA's Curiosity rover has detected, quote, startlingly high levels of methane, the gas typically produced by life. The quantities are still tiny at 21 parts per billion, but that's three times the amount Curiosity spotted during a surge back in 2013. The rover operators were surprised enough to pause their regularly scheduled studies to get follow-up data. And who remembered that we still had that vehicle on Mars and that we were still using it? Pretty amazing.
Wasn't there one that died on Mars? Maybe that's but what I thought the rover was.
Yeah, there's another one up there. They're not sure what produces the methane. Maybe they've got cows up on Mars, huh? All that stuff. The microbiologists at several schools have said that there's underground life there, and this just verifies it. And that would make sense. What happens when the sun hits the planet? It gets pretty damn hot up there. It's pretty much a desert, but underneath, again, this planet's been in existence as long as ours, so you can imagine with as many changes as have happened here on our planet over the billions of years it's existed, wouldn't you think the same kind of thing would have happened on Mars?
It's true, yep.
Lots of different things going on there, so I think this stuff's fascinating, frankly. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
This This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Barry Manifold. I've always thought he was a very creative, clever singer. Very good pop music comes from him. Barry Manilow in the music spotlight here. 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I focused on a gift that Barry Manilow has sent to a North Carolina high school. They're going to get $100,000 worth of new band gear. The area recovering from Hurricane Florence. Still, there was a report over the weekend the band at East Duplin High School couldn't afford any new instruments and uniforms, so they entered a national contest by the Manilow Music Project for help. And a video of the announcement at a Las Vegas show last week, Manifold took a pause from singing to crown East Duplin as the winner. He said he'd been bombarded with video entries from high schools all across the country saying why they think they deserve the funds before giving East Duplin the $100,000 for the new instruments and the new uniforms. The school's band director says words could not describe his gratitude. I would think this would be kind of a cool
thing. It's really wonderful. Yeah. Yeah,
isn't it nice that these people do these good
things? Music programs have been cut from almost every public school.
Yeah, it's right. Phys ed, music programs, gutted. Why we have a federal education department has been a question I've asked since I was a teacher. Well, when I first started teaching, there was no education department. It got added in the, I think it was the 70s or just it started when I was teaching. And they just keep, you know, that's what the federal government does, usurping power and control. And if you don't, you know, we'll give you lots of money, but you better do it our way. And so you're right, Victoria. Many
I just think arts education is so important.
It is.
I mean, there are so many studies. I mean, books and books and books of studies of the benefits for kids.
Yep.
Especially kids who are, you know, at-risk kids, you know, to have an outlet of arts education and music. It changes lives. You know, I don't know. That's where my money would go. If I had lots of charitable money to give, I definitely want to do. I'd focus on that.
Well, maybe that raise you just got.
Yes.
Yeah. Conan O'Brien has a podcast, and I was listening to it the other day. And he went to Harvard, and he was talking about how he went, and he had never been that great at, you know, math or things like that, and he thought he wasn't as good as the other people at Harvard, and then he got there and realized that half of them couldn't talk. They didn't know how to communicate with each other because none of them had taken any, like, arts classes. They'd only take sciences, and they never learned any of that, like, basic communication with other
people. By the way, his new show sucks. That late night show he used to have was very funny. Now it's terrible.
Awful.
Awful,
I haven't
awful.
Seen it, honestly.
Awful.
I haven't seen
it's
it
awful.
In years.
Terrible. But Manilow is continuing, man. The guy's 76 years old. He is fabulous. His voice still is good and strong. He's on the road having a great time. Good for him. His music is just, I love his music. Always have. Up next here, Pink Floyd. Here's a good combo. Barry Manilow. That'd make a great disc jockey in a club, right? Followed up by Pink Floyd. Oh, Dave Gilmore, who is with Pink Floyd, put his guitars up for auction. He says, Christie says it raised $21.5 million selling off 120 of his guitars. Proceeds went to Client Earth, which is a nonprofit fighting climate change. The items included guitars by Fender, Rickenbacker, Ovation, Gibson, C.F. Martin, and Gretsch. Guitar cases, banjo also, some amps went. A black Stratocaster dubbed the Black Strat was the top item. $3,975,000, a new record for a guitar at auction. Gilmore said, "We need a civilized world that goes on for all our grandchildren and beyond, in which these guitars can be played and songs can be sung." I guess we can all agree with that, can't we, huh? Pretty, that's a lot. Imagine that. Almost $4 million for a guitar.
Woo. Crazy, yeah.
28 after on the DJV program.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, hard-hitting sanctions against Iran. President Trump signing an executive order imposing new sanctions on Iran's top leadership. He signs the document in the Oval Office. Here's the president.
I look forward to the day when sanctions can be finally lifted and Iran can become a peaceful, prosperous, and productive nation. That can go very quickly. It can be tomorrow. It could also be in years from now.
Presidential candidate Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders wants to cancel all student debt, $1.6 trillion. Sanders says it would be paid for by a series of taxes on Wall Street trades.
Today we are, in fact, offering a revolutionary proposal.
a proposal that will transform and improve our country in many, many ways.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offered poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The hour examining what's going on in the world today. DJ V Way. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer off at the beach. Right? Didn't you go to the beach?
Yeah, I think so.
To the beach, yeah. Okay, the mayor of Charlottesville, Virginia. You know what his name is?
No.
Nuka Yaka Walker.
Is that real? Kara, can we fact check this, please?
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Mr. Walker has asked the city council to continue its practice of changing city holidays commemorating historical figures. He's proposed eliminating Thomas Jefferson's birthday as a city holiday and replacing it with Liberation and Freedom Day, celebrating the emancipation of slaves.
It's also a woman.
What's that?
I said it's a female mayor, but
Nuka Yaka is a mayor, is a woman?
Yeah, it's not
Nikuyaka.
Nikuya. N-I-K-U-Y-A-H. Nikuya Walker.
Nikuyaya.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
She celebrated.
Yeah, why isn't everyone just named George? Everything else is
or
too hard.
Dudley. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, they've. This is an interesting concept. Yeah, other than on the surface, okay, we have our own local pride. But there are so many of these days that are federal holidays. You know how I feel about that. And with this this past weekend of activity on my farm, did you get the Facebook to work, by the way, Victoria? You said
I saw
the pictures.
The Eastley Farm website wasn't loading for me, but I saw it got a ton of press. You got a lot of local press. The pictures are incredible.
Yeah.
If you just Google Eastley Farm, it all comes up, and it's really cool.
Right. Yeah. So maybe we should have our own Confederate Day here, or not Confederate, but we could have the Civil War Day in Framingham, and it could be at the farm, right? Have a little acknowledgement, maybe education, a lot of educational opportunities for something like that. And that would be, I'd be for what this lady is proposing, frankly. I think it's a good idea. Because we have too many federal holidays. Nobody knows what they're for anymore. Nobody knows what good they are. You have Memorial Day and people think it's barbecue time. That's what it's for. No, it's not for that. So, anyway. Pete Buttigieg. What's his name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
There you go.
Says he's certain there have been gay presidents before.
He might not be wrong.
He's not wrong. I mean, statistically, look at the odds. It's probably very true.
So who would it have been then?
Oh, well, that's a good
debate. Book on that?
I don't know.
He said,
who would you pick? Because you know more about probably the history of presidents than the rest of us.
Maybe William Henry Harrison, Polk, maybe.
I admittedly know very little about both of them.
Did
one die in a bathtub or one of them died?
Harrison.
Okay.
Where's my book of presidents? I'm looking for my
book. Oh, Lord.
Your book of gay presidents?
Who was the head of the FBI or whatever who used to dress in
women's
clothes?
Oh, he was definitely gay. J. Edgar
Hoover.
That was Herbert.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah, so who was the president when he was...
He was
first in put in office when FDR. No.
FDR. No, that was further back. He was in the 50s, right? Wasn't J. Edgar Hoover no good in the 50s?
Yeah, well, his number one guy, they used to dance and put skirts and stuff on together.
Well, maybe that's your answer.
Well, he wasn't president, but he might as well have been.
He was the head of the FBI, right?
Nasty. He was a bad guy, man. He was a bad, bad guy. Okay, the federal government, $3 trillion from the first of the year. Deficit hit $738 billion, so that means we've spent $3 trillion, and that's $738 billion more than we took in. Not a great track record for the new president or for anybody in office. This is the first time in our history the government has spent more than $3 trillion in the first 8 months of the fiscal year. The record $3 trillion, $13,541 million that the government spent this past 8 months was $181 billion more than the record of $2,800,000,000. Well, these numbers are nonsense, right?
It just sounds like white noise, honestly.
Federal tax revenues, does this sound like noise too? $2,274,000,000. All right, so you get the point. We're spending way too much money. And it's interesting. Department of Health and Human Services costs the most money. And that's Social Security.
What do they cover? Okay, Social Security. What else?
Well, all of the entitlements. Basically, that's all in that big basket of, money,
I wish
money,
Bill
money.
Clinton would just tell everyone how he managed to leave office with a surplus.
Yeah, right.
Did he ever share that secret?
No. Well, I don't think it was a secret. I think it was just management.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, whatever whatever he did, he should start, a tutorial for incoming presidents.
Yeah. The controversy over Leaving Neverland. Remember HBO's Leaving Neverland?
Yeah.
Came out and what it made.
I didn't see it. Did you?
I saw bits and pieces of it, made me very uncomfortable, so I stopped.
Yeah,
watching
my friends who saw it said it was just too disturbing, and they warned me away from it, so I didn't watch it.
Some film scholars have been arguing about this, whether it was real, truthful, objective. This is something that has changed not only the way documentary films are done, but people's thoughts about Michael Jackson have 180 degrees changed. A lot of radio stations don't even play his music anymore.
I know.
See, I feel like they changed in the immediate aftermath, but then I feel like people moved on again from it. I'm sure there are still some stations.
Is that appropriate, when you look at a car and think about, okay, well, we learned our lesson and people... He paid the price. Is it just short
sentence? I don't know. I think that Michael Jackson has such an impact on the music of the world that I don't think that people are willing to completely let go of his music. When it comes to someone like R. Kelly, you know, okay, he's got a couple big hits, but, like, no one's going to, you know, really be that sad if they never hear Ignition Remix again. Like, you know, it's
or
not...
She Reminds Me of My Jeep or whatever that horrible song was.
Yeah, like, you know, it doesn't have that big of an impact. But with Michael Jackson, and I will admit, like, I don't know how to feel about it. Maybe he really did do everything that's in the movie. And that makes me feel horrible for the people that it happened to, and that he became such a big superstar, if that's what he was doing in the background. But also, I love his music, and so I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the documentary.
I think that sums
either.
It up really well. I think a lot of people feel exactly the same way as you. It's a confusing thing. How do you take something that you love so much and then, you know, look behind the curtain, and if it's true, it's pretty horrendous.
Pretty nasty stuff. Speaking of that, Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth. Have you been following what's happened to her in battle with cancer?
I heard that she was in a coma, but I...
Yeah.
She's in a medically induced coma now. I think that's... Isn't that the end when they have to do that?
Yep, done. She's finished.
I've got to say, neither of them... I don't really follow Dog the Bounty Hunter, but occasionally I would see his show on TV, and neither of them look like they're in the greatest of shape.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think there are a lot of abuses there, but she was very hefty, and now is down to nothing. And I think they were estranged for a while too. They were fighting about what to do with the money from the show, you know, all of that stuff. When you consider she's only 51, and you look at what's happened, arguing about money doesn't seem to be too important, does it? When you get right down to brass tacks. Speaking of weight loss. You've seen pictures of Celine Dion. My God, she looks
awful. She's so skinny.
Awful.
I mean, she was always thin, but she looks really bony and skinny now.
You remember what happened when Karen Carpenter died? She had, what do they call it when you don't eat? What's the
anorexia?
Name of that?
Yeah.
Anorexia.
Yeah.
Right. And Celine Dion looks like she's got it. Same thing. Awful. Oof. 44 past the hour as we observe what's going on here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of Nugenix. Free bottle of Nugenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, Nugenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 at the hour on the DJV program. So here in Massachusetts, there are a number of towns. Most every state has its cities and towns that are, shall we say, upscale. Milton, Massachusetts, one of those places. And there's a family there, probably more than one, but this is the recognition. This shows you kind of what people are about. I was talking with some folks at the Eastleigh Farm event this past weekend. A lady came up to me. She said, do you know, I listen to a guy on the radio, and he's got a voice, wonderful voice, and he's got a farm around here somewhere. He talks about it on the radio all the time. Do you know anything about him?
No way. Really?
Yes, absolutely.
What did you say?
Nashua, New Hampshire. Came down to the Civil War thing. I looked at her. I said, that's me. And she was me. She said, can I tell? What? Really? And got a picture and a lady who whose daughter or granddaughter, my niece, I think, had me in school when I was teaching in the 70s, told her mother that her aunt, whoever it was, that her teacher owned the farm where the Civil War thing was going to be. It was kind of cute, actually. It was one of those things. Anyway, so this kid, his family, trying to live a somewhat normal life. He's got a lot of toys. Parents put it out in the yard for him to play. The neighbors are upset. Because the toys are an eyesore, and they're complaining to the city. As a matter of fact, the neighbors sent a letter, and this is what it read. Hey, hoarders, give the property owners here in Milton a break and remove all of the dump-diving children's play stuff you have on your front lawn. It's an eyesore to the neighborhood, and if we call the Board of Health, they might determine it unsanitary and condemn the whole mess.
Oh, well, if it's a hoarding situation, then I'm on the side of the neighbors, because when we moved out of Manhattan, our next-door neighbor was an old man hoarder, and it's a horrible situation.
I don't believe that's the case here at all. I think there's just a lot of toys for the kid to keep himself occupied. 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Money pit time.
Money pit.
There it is. I don't feel like I am satiated enough musically until I hear
say in tune.
The money pit. Yeah. He's being a wise guy. Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler co-hosts the fabulous Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend, and some of our listeners listen to him here and there. An example of that probably is Kevin in New York, whose home was built in 1969. The upstairs lights sometimes flicker when they are turned on. It stops a few seconds after it happens, but he says he's concerned. Should I be? No, sir, just hold those wires together for a while, and you'll be fine.
Well, I mean, flickering lights is not a good sign, and it's a sign of a short somewhere in the circuit. It's not a normal lighting behavior, especially if it's newer and it's developing. So I think you definitely are in a situation where you need to have an electrician look at it. And here's why I'm particularly concerned, and that's because you mentioned the year your home was built. Between around 65 and 72, 73, a lot of homes in the country, Doug, were made with aluminum branch circuit wiring. Now, a branch circuit is the smaller wires that go to lights and outlets and switches. Mm-hmm. And in that period of time, there was a lot of folks using aluminum to do that wiring. And it turned out that wiring will expand and contract so much that it loosens in the terminals and it starts to arc, which is not good. Starts to develop resistance and fires. So I would definitely want to know what kind of wiring you have in that house, Kevin, and I would definitely have an electrician dig into it further because of the year and that behavior. It doesn't sound like it's a safe situation.
All right. Next up, Kate has a refrigerator that's not working well. She's wondering if she should call a repairman or just start over with a new refrigerator. I will, as a postscript on this, I brought a truckload of scrap metal to the junkyard last week, and I'm sitting there watching, waiting to dump my truck, and there's a truck from the local large, it's not a chain, it's a local appliance outfit. And what was coming off of that truck, Tom, was appliance all the appliance. Latest model refrigerators, the dryers and washing machines that came. You know, they have all of this, the big glass doors and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, none of this stuff lasts.
Yeah. That's none true. Of it. And here's the problem. We have a disposable society today because repair costs are so high that it really is a difficult decision whether or not you should toss it or try to fix it. And, Doug, I really think it comes down to three things, and that is the age of the appliance, right?
Yeah.
Because you need to determine the risk of failure, and you also need to think about the replacement cost. Now, the younger the appliance, right, the more you should be willing to spend on repair, but the older the appliance, the less. If it's out of warranty, too, that kind of impacts it because, you know, warranty is the wild card, and if it's under warranty, you'll get it fixed no matter what it is, big or small. But if it's out of warranty, you know, then you have to think about really whether or not you want to have somebody come and fix it or not. So I think with a refrigerator, the low-risk years for a refrigerator are probably the first, say, 5 to 8 years, and when it gets beyond that, it gets higher. We actually have a post on MoneyPit.com, if you just search repair versus replace, where we suggest a percentage of replacement costs that you might be comfortable spending on a repair. So if it's a low-risk repair, then we have calculated that we think you should be spending no more than 40% of the cost of replacement on a repair. So that might cover, for example, the cost of a new compressor in a refrigerator. But we give you some guidance there to help you decide if it's something you should fix or replace. But like you say, today appliance costs are coming down and longevity is going out the window. And so, yeah, we're throwing away a lot of metal and a lot of machines. Yes.
A lot of machines. Cody listens in Colorado, has a new home, or he bought a home, not new, and he doesn't know what to do about his aging furnace and the water heater, carpeting, all that stuff.
He wants to know how to prioritize, and he's trying to decide whether he should replace the furnace and water heater, update his floors, or update his bathrooms. And I say, first, the water heater, if they're working and safe, you don't have to do that right away, Cody, so I would get those serviced. Carpeting the floors is an easy fix, especially if the carpeting is over the floors. Carpeting makes a great drop cloth for hardwood floors,
because
they were put in years ago and covered with carpeting. And bathrooms, you can't go wrong on that remodel. That's one that will definitely get you a good return on investment.
Right. All right. There's the sage of fixing things, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, MoneyPit.com, 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.